Okay, I'm here with Alyssa Bowen, Thomson Reuters SVP for Consumer Publishing at the Open Mobile Summit. One of the hot topics at the moment is iPad and tablets. Thomson Reuters has several iPad apps. Could you tell me about the strategy?
Yeah, we wanted to be there early with the launch of the iPad. We think that it's an important device for reaching a new set of consumers. The business professional who is somewhere between being on the road all the time and but with a mobile phone, but obviously wanting to use a laptop to collaborate on work and to read lengthy documents. We think the iPad is a perfect platform to engage with that C-level executive. These are the people who spend much less time tethered to their desk and really don't enjoy the painful process of booting up a laptop every time they want to spend 5 minutes to check in on the world.
Yeah. So what's the lineup? You've got a market board app and...
We've got two primary applications in there, NewsPro, which is a news and basic market data product that provides business professionals with an overview of what's happening around the world, within the markets, key categories like technology, entertainment, sport, etc. There are four editions of that by geography, a US edition, UK, India, and Canadian edition, each with their own editorial agenda. And basic market data as well as interactive charting. Very heavy on multimedia, including video. So we're very proud of that. That's really our flagship news product. In addition to that, we created Market Board, which gives finance professionals access to street content, investor relations content like conference call transcripts and earning results transcripts. It's important for finance professionals that consume a lot of this information to have a virtual briefcase, a way of organizing these long text-based documents, as well as the ability to purchase them on the fly. So Market Board is designed for people who want to keep abreast of corporate earnings announcements and corporate conference calls, etc.
And so what's the commercial model there? Because I think, are each of them free?
Each of them are free. The interesting part of Market Board is it includes in-application purchase. So there are premium documents available for sale on a document-by-document basis, and it's just one click to buy through that. So that's a very interesting and very important experiment for us. The application itself is free.
Can you share any stats on downloads or anything like that so far?
NewsPro is exceeding our expectations. I think we're up over 75,000 downloads for NewsPro. What's been really interesting about it is the session times. We're seeing about triple the session time on the iPad application than we do on our regular website for similar content. So people are very engaged with it. And we're pleased with that. We're also pleased with the monetization of it. There have been two or three very interesting campaigns that we've run over those that have been profitable. And what we're most excited about, though, is advertisers taking a more creative approach to both the creative and also their campaign objectives.
Is it more lucrative to run an ad campaign in a sexy high-end device like the iPad than some other medium like the web, for example?
There's certainly a premium that advertisers are willing to spend to be associated both with the hype of the iPad launch, which was no doubt a factor in many of the campaigns that run across our own site, our own application and other publishers' applications at the time of launch, but also that very immersive, interactive user experience. It gives them an opportunity to showcase their brand and to encourage interaction with the creative in a way that you don't always get online. And so I think advertisers are paying a premium for both those.
Of course, Thomson Reuters is perhaps more traditionally identified as a B2B company, albeit with increasingly grand consumer ambitions. All your tablet stuff has been run through the consumer division?
No, there are many parts of our organization that are working on these platforms. NewsPro is run through the consumer division because that's fair and square, a consumer product, advertising-supported consumer news service. Market Board is through the investment and advisory division that primarily sells this kind of investment and advisory information. And there'll be more to come soon from our colleagues in the legal division, taxation and accounting, and healthcare.
And at any point, would the products run through the consumer division, might at any point they switch to being run as a more of a business-to-business corporate thing? I mean, does that depend on how well the advertising sale goes? Or?
We're extremely committed, wholeheartedly committed to the advertising market in the B2C environment. That's not to say that we won't ever have premium add-on content bundles. We may in the future. But we also believe that the model that some other publishers are pursuing around ring fencing their content and putting it behind a paywall is not necessarily the optimal approach for our audience and for our content. So we're very committed to the advertising supported market. In addition to that, we may add paid for services on top of what we're doing. But we're very happy with our B2C business.
Why be a consumer publisher for Thomson Reuters? Is it because there is a lucrative advertising opportunity there, or is it more of a leverage to entice the consumers up to the business products?
That's a fantastic question. Reuters.com, our consumer-facing website, touches 32 million business professionals globally. And obviously only a small fraction of those go on to subscribe to our premium products. But it provides us with that umbrella touch point, a consumer touch point for the people who are also business-to-business customers of ours. And that's an important part of our brand extension. It's an important part of the reach that our journalists and our editorial can promise newsmakers when they're sourcing stories. And it's really a part of the DNA of the company, is that editorial face and voice, and making that as wide-reaching as possible.
Okay, thanks for your time.
Thank you.